To all who shall see these presents, greetings. I'm Adam Best. This is Veterans in the Wild. Reveille, reveille, reveille. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. This is the introductory show. Want to jump on before the launch and sort of give everyone an introduction of what the show is going to be about, a little bit about myself, what to expect, and some more details for what's next. So we are launching the show officially on May 28th. That's the Friday before Memorial Day. And we're going to start here with a quick overview of the show. So officially, we're going to share deep conversations, laughs, and occasionally some tears with military veterans and their families. We talk about their experience and memories from their time in uniform, the lessons they carried forward from the military, and their adventures and community impact since leaving the service. So we're looking at what I expect to be a three-part show. It'll be about 20-25% the guests' time in the service when we do interview-type shows. That'll sort of be my trip and hopefully your trip back down memory lane. It'll be thinking back to when we were all in the military for the veterans listening. And it'll also be the time to understand what the guests did while they were either as a reserve or as active duty. So that'll give you the background of what they did. And it'll also, as I said, since it'll be memory lane, I like to talk about a lot of memories. That'll probably be a lot of our jokes. So we'll start off the show with a little comedy. The next part, the lessons they carried forward, I think that's crucial because the military is one of the greatest training grounds for so much of America's youth. They teach some of the greatest and some of the most unique skills, not just for the unique missions that the military has, but also they take the melting pot of America. They take people from Los Angeles to the northern points of Alaska down to the southernmost point of the United States, from all cultural, ethnic, all backgrounds, all walks of life, melt them all together. And they do one of the best jobs of integrating that and making a cohesive, productive unit, maybe better than most businesses. So there's lots of lessons to take from that, not just for the guests of the show, but there's plenty of lessons to learn from the military, as has been proven by many veterans who go into the entrepreneurship space, who launch businesses after they've gotten out of the military. So I think there's going to be a lot of education in that second segment of the show, the lessons they carried forward, and probably also a lot of relatability. Seeing the same lessons that you also learned, and also some maybe some things that you didn't apply to when you were in the service, but now hearing someone else's story, you can also sort of compare your time as well. Finally, the major chunk of the section will be the end of the show, or the last half of the show will be what they've done since leaving the military, the adventures they've had, either they've taken up new hobbies, they've taken up new passions, and then also the impact they've had on the community. As I said, some people start businesses, so a lot of that is they're now employing people and providing livelihoods for other families. Some go on just to excel in, not just to excel in companies, excuse me, but to excel in companies, and that's great. They go on very different paths, a lot of times very different from the military lifestyle, and that's also amazing stories that we're going to hear. Some background on why a veterans podcast. There are becoming more and more programs, assistance programs for veterans, and I think I'm very happy, I would say, now with the recognition that veterans are getting today. If any of us look back 50, 60 years ago to the Vietnam era, I think the whole nation would now agree that we certainly failed the recognition that individual service members got. Whether or not people agreed with what was happening then is insignificant in my mind. My thought is always, you may not agree with what the government's doing, but it's a very different perspective to judge what a service member may or may not do, particularly those who may have been drafted and had no choice in the matter. So my intent is always to cast the most positive light available on veterans and what they're doing now. And if we can ever help out with any causes, any fundraisers, or just spreading the word of different options available to veterans, their families, or anything like that, we're always on board 110%. So a little bit of my background. I served 5 years in the Navy, stationed on the East Coast. I absolutely loved driving ships around. I was on two ships for the Navy and did two deployments, one on each. I got to see the world, and I absolutely, that's definitely something I got to take away from the military, is that's definitely a huge benefit for me. So I got to see some of my ports were Gibraltar. We pulled in somewhere in Italy. I wish I still remembered, but I got to see Rome, Toulon, France. We pulled into Croatia. We pulled into Haifa, Israel, and I got to see Jerusalem. Over in Seychelles off the east coast of Africa, a couple of ports that sort of just, we got off the ship and just sat on the pier, which everyone's sort of done in Fifth Fleet or the Middle East. And that's just the nature of being in that geography. But I got to see a lot of the world, so I can't, can always thank the Navy for that. But the thing I always took away from, particularly my branch of the service, was back in the day, their slogan was "Join the Navy, see the world." And I think, from my perspective, was they absolutely did deliver on that. It wasn't, being a sailor and seeing, me in a picture with a different location, but it was certainly a unique experience in that you get to see culture, you get to see, meet people that you would never get to see because you get to experience it firsthand. It's just like they say with traveling, you get to actually immerse yourself over there. And the Navy takes people right out of high school, right out of college, and gets to show them all of those things that many other people wouldn't get to see otherwise. So for that benefit alone, I will always have been thankful for my time in the military. We talked about the military being a unique experience and all the positives, and all the veterans are probably laughing and saying, yeah, there's plenty of positive, but there's also, there's hard days too. And military is in many ways a thankless, sometimes very challenging job. I wouldn't disagree. So it is a unique experience, and there's plenty of terms that plenty creative veterans have created. We've all heard of snafus and bohicas and foobars. I'm sure you're thinking of a few of your own right now, and I think we will probably discover some more as the show continues. I heard one time, though, that something that I hadn't heard in active duty, and I wish I had, because it would have made things so much easier, but someone said that the greater the suck, the greater the bond we all form. And if you think back on your time, the people who you either went to schooling with or the people you went to, for the Navy it was shore duty, or for the rest of the branches, it's the people who you did less significant tours with. You don't remember as well. The people who you carried a rifle next to, the people who you did a deployment with, the people who you stood watch at 4 a.m. next to and talked about their stories from when they were 7 years old, because you guys are staying to try to stay up in the middle of the night. Those are the people you're going to remember much more than, the people, like I said, you went to school with, because of that increased suck factor. You've been through much more together, and through that you share a much tighter bond of, having been through that. And those, at least in my opinion, I think you're probably all going to agree that it's true, those are the people that you're tightest with, and those are the people you always will probably stay connected to for the rest of your lives. So a little bit more about our format. We talked about the interviews and what they're going to share. I talked about the comedy, and we're going to have sea stories or just funny things you experienced while in the military. Because there's certainly plenty of different special interests and funny things that we all got to do. So I think that's going to be hilarious part of the show. We're also going to do mail call, and that's going to be sort of a hodgepodge, or who knows what we're going to get. So that's going to be, you know, times from deployment. That might be some listener comments or maybe Q&A, or I'd love to spotlight different events either coming up, like, you know, we're going to do Memorial Day shows, Veteran Day shows, but we're also going to try and highlight significant charities or things that come out that I just hope more of the veteran community or supporters of veterans in the military or the military lifestyle, things I think they should know about or things that I hope benefit them. The show may change down the road, but I think hopefully that gives us a little variety. I don't have an exact, you know, it's not going to come out every Wednesday at 8 a.m. yet. It's sort of going to be as I'm able to do the interviews, or sometimes I'll just jump on and do a shorter show like this. I expect to do like a 15, 20 minute show when it's just me, and maybe a 45 minute or an hour long interview with guests. So moving on, my one significant story and where I'm moving towards the end of the show and how I transition here a little bit. I joined the Navy in May of 2005, and my grandfather passed away in August of 2005. Because I was active duty, I was chosen to give the flag for my grandfather's military funeral. He was in the Navy during World War II. I presented that flag from his coffin to my grandmother. It was an awesome experience. It was a deeply moving experience. If you've seen a military funeral on a movie, you know it's a pretty awesome experience. But if you haven't been involved in one, it's not anything the same. And if you've never been involved in one with someone you don't know, it's definitely much different. I still have my grandfather's flag, and it's something I'll always cherish. And like I said, it was truly a memory that'll be sketched into my memory, even though that's redundant. A memory I'll always cherish and remember for the rest of my life. I tell you that story to tie that into what I consider to be the greatest idea ever in recorded film. Ever. So, I'm 38 years old. I'm old enough to remember what I told you was the greatest idea in recorded film. If you're about that age, you should remember on Comedy Central, they used to have The Man Show. It was hosted by Adam Carolla and Jimmy Kimmel. Where I'm going with this is they ended The Man Show every time in the same format. And now you're probably thinking, well, yeah, and the military ends their days in the same format. Where I'm going with this is that we're ending Veterans in the Wild podcast in our same format too. The reason that The Man Show was the greatest idea in ever recorded in film is that they ended the show with girls jumping on trampolines. I mean, what a beautiful idea just for that alone, but also for many marketing ideas and many other reasons that aren't significant here. So I told you about my grandfather's flag. Part of a military funeral is that they always end it with taps. We're going to end the show with taps as well, but hopefully my story about Jimmy Kimmel, Adam Carolla, and The Man Show got you laughing. I do have a quick ask before we end the show. This is the introductory show. Hopefully got a little buzz created about the show. I do remember one thing they always taught me in the military, and that was if you're early, you're on time. So I thought, hey, I should do an introductory show so I can even be on time to my own launch, right? I'm putting this show out so you guys can be on time. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed this introduction. You're excited for what's coming. I ask that you Subscribe now so you're ready when the show does launch on May 28th. If you did enjoy it, hopefully you tell your friends, tell your family, so they're also, you know, able to subscribe and they're anticipating the launch on the 28th. I do intend that this show is going to grow into, I haven't figured out exactly how, but eventually I do want to grow this into another way to ultimately give back even further to veterans, not just hopefully in an entertaining and educational show, but also through other donations, other charities. I'm not sure what the details are yet, but long term, that is the intention here. So I really am trying to create a following, and I do need your help on that end. So please subscribe, please share the show. And like I said, every show we do ends with taps. Thank you. We will see you next time.